right. Good morning, everyone. Hope you are doing well. My name is Brad. I am the head of finance here at Positive Money, part of the Positive Real Estate Group, the lending specialist arm. Yes, I'm not Jason Witten. He has pulled a few of us into these time slots just to kind of get some firsthand experience for the people that know the area of the business that actually helps people get finance. So I thought, why not? Happy to do that. So we've got now our Finance Friday. So just want to say hello to a few people. Hey, Chris, see you in there. Ah, cool. Nice. Thank you. Hi, Beck. Nice to meet you guys. Thank you. Let's just kick it off. So today, guys, what I want to talk about is something that I get asked usually on our first initial discovery sessions with any of the clients that I get is, look, I see my interest rates and they're a little bit high. And I want to know, what do I need to do to try to get those interest rates down? And the thing is, it's a game, and that's the easiest way to do it. A lot of times clients will go to the banks and say, hey, can I get a better interest rate? And what I always need to tell and remind clients is you really need to know your worth when it comes to your property portfolio. And it's not one of those taglines where it's a self-help. Yeah, you need to know your worth because you're important. Well, that might be true, and I'm not going to discount that. But the focus is actually, what is your property portfolio doing? What is it connected to? How much is it earning? And what is the bank looking at? Now, what you might realize and may not be clued in on, I'm not sure where you sit on that, is when you finance your property, the bank puts you in a bucket, right? They put you in this bucket and say, like, here's the market at the time, and you fit perfectly in this specific section of our bucket that we're putting you in, right? So your property, as you might realize, has probably grown since the last time you refinanced or since you've purchased that property and settled on that loan. And what's interesting is the banks, when you come to them and say, hey, Mr. Lender, I want to get my interest rate down. I see all these different incentives out there. The interest rates look a little bit better. Hopefully they'll get a little bit more better as the year progresses, because inflation's doing all right, as we can see at the moment. But why can't I get this interest rate? So like, okay, don't worry about it. Let me see if I can get you something. And what they'll do, they'll probably give you like maybe a 0.05, 0.1% reduction. But is that actually something beneficial for you? Is that what you're looking for? And this is something that I have to train a lot of our new brokers on as well, is when we're looking at a client's portfolio, the bank is not just going to instantly reduce interest rates. And it's this tactic that you've got to play with them. It's a game. It's unfortunately a game. And the person that is the loser is the one that doesn't know their worth. And that's something that I want to get across to you guys today, is make sure you're checking in on your property portfolio, how it's performing, because the LVR that you settle on your loan is unlikely to be the same LVR that you are today. Maybe it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago that you settled on your loan. And guess what? More than likely your property value has increased. So let's see what we can do. So if you've got a good broker, one of the things that a good broker will do is maintain your relationship and constantly keep you informed of how your portfolio is performing. There's a lot of new technologies out there that help us do that today. So if you don't have that with your current broker, have a chat with us. Something that we're actually rolling out and heavily investing in that area is technology to make sure that you stay up to date and you actually can know your worth. So what we need to do when we're approaching our bank is, like I said before, is, well, what is my property portfolio value? What is my current loan value? And what's the LVR? So you're going to go to your bank and say, like, look, okay, I know my property's worth X. Say it's $100,000. Unlikely in this day and market, right? And you settled your loan at 90%. Well, that would mean your loan is about $90,000. And since then, maybe your property portfolio's increased. And now it's about 110, 120. Well, guess what? Your LVR has changed. And like I said earlier, the bank is going to keep you in that bucket of that 90% and will only be able to reduce that interest rate in that bucket of that 90% mark without having a new valuation completed and a new refinance done. So what we do and what I train my team members to do is pull a property report, find out what that actual value is, and then take the bank to task and say, look, I know today if I refinance, I could get this interest rate because my loan now is at an 80% LVR. And what you're trying to do to reduce my interest rate isn't consistent with what my property value is today. So what does that mean? What does that look like? Your bank's going to say, yeah, cool. That's great. This is the best I can do. And you know what? This, again, is why we need to think about, well, do I need to start looking elsewhere? Do I need to actually find another lender? And the question always comes up is, when do I refinance? When should I refinance? When your bank's like, nah, I'm not going to help you. You're not going to get that reduced interest rate. Well, what I do with my clients, when they approach me, I'm going to say first, again, this game is a constant game, and it's who's gonna scare first. And what I instantly ask them to do is I'm going to do a quick overview of what your actual property value is. So you've got that information if you don't have it already. And I'm going to show you what your borrowing capacity is against these different lenders that we've got on the panel and what that actual structure looks like today. And then I'm going to tell you to do this. I'm going to tell you to go and ask for a discharge. Now, why I'm saying this, and I want you to be very cautious about this, is don't just push that discharge button to get a reaction. You need to make sure you've got an end game in mind. You need to make sure that you can refinance to another bank, because you're just going to waste your time on it if you don't. Because guess what? Sometimes even that game of I'm going to discharge my loan and you actually send the discharge paperwork, sometimes that doesn't get them to move. I would say when I do this with my clients, I've got about a 40% success rate, and it depends on the lender. Usually the bigger banks are a little bit more nimble and can. Smaller lenders, just because of how they actually structure their finances and their warehousing and where they put your loan, that bucket, they're a little bit less able to be nimble. And that's okay. And that's why we always need to think, okay, well, what's next? How do I get that next loan over to another lender? And I know some people have put in some chats. So again, good morning to everybody. Morning, Jared. Morning, Tim. I apologize if I haven't gotten all to you. Morning, Kayla. Morning, Geoff. I think it's important that we really stay up to date and are constantly aware of what our property value is and what our interest rates are and what that looks like for us to move along to another bank if it's necessary. So we've asked that question, when should I refinance? The next question, and more of a statement, is don't be wowed by bank incentives, because what you'll find is a lot of these banks are trying to do that. Do you want to buy a car? That sales tactic, these marketing plays to get you in the door. But when you look at the numbers, yeah, great to have an instant $2,000 to $4,000 cash back. It's freaking fantastic. But then you've got annual fees, monthly fees, the interest rates, maybe not as competitive as the rest. And there's a reason for it, is because they know you as a consumer are moved by incentives. And it's not a smart move. Any smart property investor, any person that's in the property market knows not to be moved and swayed by marketing ploys. We can leverage them, but what we need to do is make sure that we're informed, that we're looking at everything, that we're not just being moved by these cool incentives. And then the other thing that you also have to think about is, okay, well, how long am I staying in this property? How long am I keeping it in my portfolio? Because maybe it's been 2-3 years since you've settled on that loan and you've paid all this interest. And when we do a refinance, and this is sometimes a lot of brokers don't really give that clarity, and it's unfortunate, because for me, as someone that owns a home, I want to know what I've invested in so far. So what I'm leading to is, when you are looking at refinancing, you've already paid 3 years of interest, or 3 years of interest on that property. And when we refinance you, a lot of times what we'll do is re-amortize your loan or kick it out another 30 years. And guess what? When you weigh out the expense over the life of the loan, even the higher interest rate might be worth the savings. However, as property investors, a lot of times it's about that monthly cash flow and making sure that we are staying in line with our growth projections and our strategies that we're putting in place. Yeah, super important that you're aware of it, though, because if you're going to stick with the loan for that property for 30 years, just be aware that you might be it might take a few years before you catch up on that savings component when you're actually getting that new loan. And I'll show you what I mean. And I've got some people working in the background. So apologies if I cut you off guard on this. I am going to share something. So let me just pull it up here because I want to show you what it looks like when we're doing this. All right. So you get some back behind the scenes things that I do with my team. So Warren, if I could just get a thumbs up that you can see it, or a message that you guys can see my screen. Yeah, cool. All right. So when we're looking at refinancing and finding it, is it feasible? What I like to do is just kind of show you the comparative savings. So let me walk you through this. Okay. So this is what your current costs of a loan would be. So say your current loan is about $500,000. And when you first settle the property, let's just say it's like $550,000. So you're in a specific trench with the bank. Let me add one more zero. And maybe you've got another 25 years remaining and you're with CBA. Well, your property is no longer that value, is it? So maybe it is actually a little bit higher. Maybe it's been a few years and now you're maybe at that 700,000 mark. And what we're looking at is, well, what's your current interest rate with the bank? Maybe your interest rate with the bank is, I don't know, 7.5, which is funny. Actually, it's a lot more common that I would think that those clients are coming off those fixed rates that had a really historically low interest rates around that 3-4 mark. Now jumping up to the 7 and the 8, this is a massive shock. So I can completely understand why it's super important to refinance. And what we would look at here is, okay, great. With your current loan structured as is, and if we were to switch it over to say Newcastle, Heritage, Adelaide Bank, the list goes on, how much are you saving per month? And I know for property investors, this is super important because that cash savings per month sometimes is the make or break of you getting into another property. So what's the messaging here? Messaging here is don't be glued. Don't be glued by your bank. Don't be glued. You don't want to stay sticky. You want to make sure that you are monitoring where you're at. So sorry, there's a little bit of feedback going on. Apologies. This is super important. Just monitor it. This is what we're here for. This is why you need to have a good broker that's constantly moving forward. Oh, don't think you see the right screen. Apologies, guys. I did all that showcasing and you didn't see much. I will try to give it another go. And if you can see it, that'd be great. I want to make sure you guys can see the screen. So, entire screen. Apologies. Great. I'm going to do it this way. Super important that you guys see that. It's hard. Apologies. First time. I apologize for the incorrect screen, but here you go. You can see it. So looking here, can everybody see it now? Good. Great. So current loan of 500,000 and your property is maybe up a little bit, 700,000, right? Cool. By switching over to another bank, you can see the comparative savings. And then over a 5-year period, this is what you're seeing. So it's pretty cool. I think we've got some tools and resources that actually can list out exactly what you need to see and to make a wise and calculated decision. Is this going to work for you? Is this savings that I'm showing here for this scenario going to work for your property portfolio, right? And it's not just that. Sometimes clients have issues not just with trying to ascertain, is it the right move to go to a new bank? Sometimes it's actually a little bit different. Maybe it's like, okay, I've tried it and I can't. The banks are telling me no. They're saying I don't have enough of a borrowing capacity to do it. So I'm stuck at this higher interest rate and I can't afford it. Well, what the market's been doing and a lot of cool things that are happening is some of the banks are coming out what we call reduced buffer rates. So if you don't know, when you're financing your property, the bank is saying, here's your interest rate. Say it's 6%, right? What they'll do is they'll assess for risk. So they'll increase the rate maybe 3%. And 3% is how they actually calculate your borrowing capacity. So when a bank comes back to you and says, hey, look, I see that you probably would be better off with a lower interest rate, but according to my system, you don't service. even though the interest rate's a lot lower than your current loan with your current bank, and you're servicing that just fine. So what does this mean? Well, what these smart lenders are doing is they're like, well, this is kind of common sense, guys. Like, obviously, if the client can service at a higher interest rate, surely they'll be able to service at a lower interest rate than what we actually are going to be charging them. Yeah, technically, we should be charging a little bit higher when we're calculating it, but proof is in the pudding. The clients are actually showing that they actually can service the debt, right? So I'm showing you right here is a calculator. And this calculator is what I use with my team members to go through and show them what their borrowing capacity is. Don't need to take my word for it as a broker. I want to show it to you because for me, trust is earned. And not a lot of times you do get those sleazy car salesmen as brokers and all these lending officers are like, do you want to buy a car? No, I want to show you exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to show you what your borrowing capacity is and what we can do to look at helping you improve it. So I'm sure if you've seen Wealth Coffee Chats in the past, Jason loves and raves about these calculators. So I'm just going to go through it. So I've got Karen from Brighton. And yes, sorry, I didn't realize the names I was putting in there. But yes, Karen, there is a Karen here. And what we're looking at for Karen and Billy is they've got a pretty decent income. But for whatever reason, when we're looking at their loan that they're wanting to borrow, and let's just take a look at it. So this is our proposed loan. So we're wanting to refinance this. And at the moment, we are showing no lending options at the moment, except one, Bluestone. But the rate, 8.34, it's a little high. And you can see the assessment rate. See, it's a little bit higher than what most of the banks are. So another 2 to 3% interest rate higher. And back to what I was talking about before is, well, you weren't the same client when you first settled your loan. You may have settled at, say, like a 90% lend. But now, let's take a look at it. So we've got an 850 loan over a 30-year period. And at the moment, I've got it marked as a 90% lend. Well, maybe it's been a couple of years and your interest, your property value has increased and you're now at an 80%. What does that do? Yeah, as you can see on the interest rates, it's starting to go a little bit lower. So you're in the new bucket, right? This is what the new banks are looking at. You're in a different bucket. And then, but we're still a little bit short. And what a lot of brokers may not be aware of, there's banks out there that will reduce that assessment rate. It's what they call a buffer rate. So if I reduce that, I'm going to select a few lenders that actually will do it for us. And what you're going to find is that we've got a little bit more room. We've got some more lenders on board that are like, okay, Karen, Billy, you clearly are paying a higher interest rate right now. You're paying in the eights. So if I give you a loan of, say, 6.49, 6.89, clearly you can service it. So why am I going to penalize you for it? And this is the game that we have to be aware of. It's not just taking no when the banks say, you know, I can't help you. It's okay, well, do I work with a broker that can help me get to that next level? Do I find a team behind us that actually can show us all the different areas to get you into the actual position that you need to be? For me, one of the things that I teach with my team is we are about relationships and making sure that the clients are looked after, because we may not be able to do business today, but we might be able to do in the future. And one of the things is, like, I'll tell the clients to use these tactics. Let's check your borrowing capacity. Let's see exactly where you fit. So if you go to the bank and say, hey, Mr. Lender, here's my discharge form. Let me discharge it because you're not getting me the rate that I want. And you win. Great. Do it. Go for it. But let's make sure that you got a backup plan if it doesn't. That's really what I wanted to cover with you guys. Look, I'm a little bit over on time. I apologize, but this is something I find super important. And I want everybody to be aware that you do not need to be stuck with your current lender. And it's so important. And I hope if there's any big takeaway from this conversation is, you know your worth. You know what your property portfolio is. And making sure that you've got a team behind you that actually can get you there. It's not just a transactional situation. And if your broker's doing that at the moment, it's time to look at a different broker. Honestly, have a broker that's wanting to go there, go to bat with you. give you the tips so that you're successful, even if it means that they don't get an application out of you. If you're successful, my thoughts and my beliefs is you'll return. And that's the thing I train with my brokers on. Help the clients get to their next level. And by doing that, it's a win-win for everybody. Well, guys, that's it. I'm going to leave it open for any questions that you guys might have. I'm happy to take them. Again, I apologize for any delays on the screen sharing, and I apologize that we're going a little bit over on time. But again, this is super important. So if you guys have any questions, you know, shoot it. I'm happy to have a chat with you guys about it. Thanks, Chris, for the feedback. Love that. Great. Thank you, Chris. It's interesting though. Sometimes you need to make sure that you do see exactly where your value is, and having a broker that actually can check you and see exactly what you can get into next is super important. So thank you. Appreciate that, Chris. All right, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Same time next week. We'll be talking about a few different topics. So stay tuned and have a great day. Bye.